Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
This is Courtney from LA.
And we just recorded for about 20 minutes and it didn't record. So here we are again.
I mean, guys, I'll be honest though, it wasn't our best work. So maybe it's just a blessing in disguise.
This is going to be better.
What's the saying? Second time's the charm?
That's it.
Two is better than one?
Sure.
Two judges, one jury. It's getting worse. Okay, let's just move on from that. Okay, it's Halloween this weekend. It's also the last week to vote. Throwing that out there, I won't say it anymore. I can't guarantee. I have my fingers crossed just in case.
Are you going to a polling place? Have you already voted?
Filled out my ballot yesterday, and I will be dropping it off at a voter voting place.
Yeah, they say that it's like too late to mail it in now at this point, right?
Yes, and they can't count it anyways until the day before, but I think you might still be able to mail it in. I think it's like 3 days before. It has to be postponed. Either way, anyways, have you sent yours in? Have you done
No, I'm going to go in person.
Yeah. Oh, on the day of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just right down the street, so might as well.
Yeah, my usual place is not open this year, which is very sad because it was two doors down.
Mine is, actually, it used to be a karate place.
Hiya.
I actually don't know where it is. It's close by, though.
It's on. Don't worry. It's on all of your info.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Because I thought I was going to turn it in before, but now I'm just like, I'm just going to go in the day of. It's just, mm-hmm. I've, you know, looked over, because you got to read all that shit before to decide.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many things to vote on here.
It took me a long while, and I really had to, like, look it up.
A solid hour. Because sometimes it makes it confusing, too. Like, I know which way I want to vote, but I don't know the verbiage correctly.
Yeah, so like, if you're like,
I know what I'm thinking, but is that the yes or the no on the props? Exactly. I'm like, I have to research.
I'm like, can someone give me, like, the third grade language for it, please? Yes. Like, a few words. Don't try to confuse me.
They try to trick you.
But I'm also looking forward to next week too, because I'm going to the drive-in at the Rose Bowl for the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City for the premiere. Fun.
What's the date?
It's next Thursday, the 5th. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about that.
And I think I'm going to watch it a couple days before.
Oh, I'm still going to watch it a couple days before.
Oh, okay. We got a special screener. You guys look for Courtney at the drive-in in LA at the Rose Bowl. I'm hoping SLC taglines came out this week.
I haven't looked at them because I like to wait until probably won't even see it on the first episode, I wonder, because they never seem to
release it. There were some cheeky ones.
Was Mary's good? Like, I might have married my grandpa, but... I'm still a daughter or something. I don't know.
Pretty similar. That was pretty much it.
Yeah, I thought so. Wait, also speaking of daughters, Shishu is preggy.
Is she having a daughter?
No, I don't know, but I was trying to find a segue. And listen, I'm not good at them, so I just tried. But it was announced today. She announced it today. And look, Shishu is getting that dollar. None of the other Vanderpump Rules girls got that dollar. She got that clear blue money.
Do you think she used her eggs?
No.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so. I think, I don't know. I mean, she could have, but I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was just thinking about that because she had gone through that, like,
The process. And,
what do you think Katie's plan is? Do you think the Bubbers are like, we got to create a Bubba too? Or the odd man out?
So she had commented on somebody's photo, like, before Sheena, but, like, when I think Brittany was announced or something. And she was like, you never know if people are trying or not. Like, it'll happen for us when it happens kind of thing. So, you know.
So, first will be Stassi, then Lala, then Brittany, then
Shishu. I believe Sheena's due in April, too. April. So, Lala, Brittany, and Sheena are all due in April. And then, yeah, Stassi will be in January. Now, because now the more that they announce there's pregnant, all the girls are pregnant, does this make you want to see this more? There was a viewer voice poll, like, survey that went out this week, or maybe it was, like, end of last week. Basically, like, they haven't started shooting anything, and they're really trying to figure out, like, if Vanderpump Rules were to come back, would you want to see this? Would you want to see that? Would you want to see this? So it looks like things are really up in the air.
Okay, maybe, I mean, they're not going to give anything to Stassi. So it's like Brittany and Jax are on the line, like Lala and Rand and like Sheena.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys, I'd watch it. But I want it to be like a delivery special and all their delivery specials. And then like the first month with the baby. Like,
so like a 3-episode arc.
Yeah, like nothing, you know, like kind of just like a mini series.
Yeah, no, like Candy always has her spinoffs that are just like 6 episodes or something. That would be fine with me because, you know,
don't you kind of want to see Jax with a baby? Like, wouldn't that amuse you in some way?
Yes, but just because like but for bad reasons. Like, I don't want to, like, wish that on a baby. But, like, you know, like, I want to see, like, you want to see him, like, fail, right? Not fail, but you know what I mean. I
think it would be, like, he would be so silly changing a diaper. And, like, it would be, like,
comedic. Hijinks ensue.
Just, like, it would be super lame, but I'm here for it. We've been following these people for so long.
Like, do you almost want, like, where you want it, you need closure on it? It's like, they kind of gave it to us at the end of last season, but at that point, it's like, just tell us it's done. because then we can say goodbye.
But also I'm like so done with like the Lisa Vanderpump part of it and like pretending to work at Sir. Like, let's just follow their actual real life.
Well, they are currently casting for Vanderpump Dogs spinoff.
I thought they've been doing that for like 2 years.
Now it's happening and they're looking for stories. Like, are you looking, you know, are you trying to rescue a dog? Do you have a story of why? Email us here. Oh my gosh,
that's horrible. That's horrible.
I just, there's no desire for me on that front, to be honest.
No.
I think it's like, I'm still like, we've got Tom and Ariana. I want to see that. I'll see some James and Raquel. Give us, again, Saved by the Bell, the new class.
But I think James and Raquel would be like the leads of Vanderpump Dogs because she like works at the center. You know?
We'll see.
I guess Lala maybe.
Oh, yeah, volunteers. For all of her volunteer that she does, you know. We need a little bit of closure. Even if it's, like, one final episode. It's, like, the movie, you know, like, Sex and the City, the movie. Except we got right. two of those. We only needed one. We didn't even need the one, you know. But,
Right.
And also, Brandy Redmond is pregnant.
That was some really great news after the loss of her mother-in-law and her daughter was in the car during the accident. Like
critically just injured. Yeah.
Super sad. So I think it was like really smart of her to like post about it and like God works in mysterious ways and she has this fourth one on the way. Boy or girl?
I'm going to say girl. What's Me the too. Name? Like Brayden? It's got to be a BR. Because it's Bruin, Brinkley, and Briley? And Brian what's, and Brandon. Or Brent. What's her? Brian and
Bronwyn?
Brandy.
Bronwyn?
Yeah, it could be Bronwyn.
Could be Bronwyn.
So, but, like, happy for her. That's, you know, a little bit of good news. I have to say, just to, like, piggyback off of this, I don't know if you guys, like, have been following the Chrissy Teigen stuff, but she posted this, like, kind of open letter on Medium this past week. And, oh, it crushed me. Just, it was really well written. And it just, like, crushed me, especially when she was like, I don't care if you don't like that I shared the pictures. Like, I did this for me. Like, I don't need to do anything for you. Like, I feel bad that I shared my journey of happiness because I had to share my journey of sadness. And, ugh. Just so
sad. She got on the gram again today and posted some videos, some content.
Yes, but I just, it was just really heartbreaking. And it makes, you know, like, I haven't experienced that. And I feel so awful for people who have to go through that. And, ugh. But I also appreciate that she showed so much of that journey because I think these are things that happen a lot to people and they feel like they need to keep it a secret. And so I think it's like normalizing it, which I like appreciate.
Definitely.
Yeah. Let's talk. Okay. So new Beverly Hills Housewives alerts.
Right.
So Crystal Minkoff has signed on and she will be our first Asian American housewife on Beverly Hills.
Her husband directed The Lion King, 1994, like, The Lion King.
Can you feel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They know.
Is she related to Rebecca Minkoff? Is that his sister?
I thought that, but I don't know. I didn't seem to. They have two kids. They seem like they have that real money. She's already been filming with them. I think, okay, let's talk about the cast. So we have Kyle, mm-hmm. Kathy Hilton's friend of.
You guys, Kathy Hilton is going to be a Sutton. Like, she's going to be there so much. She will not be just like a Dana Pam.
Will Sutton get a diamond this season? Because I think she's filming as well.
I say yes.
Then we have Garcelle. Mm-hmm. Then we have Erica. Then we have Dorit and Renna. Mm-hmm. Did I even count the new girl? It's like eight people. No,
and Crystal. Yeah.
It's like too many people. I think they're kind of like, all right, girls, we're going to throw you all in here and like whatever sticks. And like some of you are going to be losing diamonds. Dorit, Erica, that's you.
No, Dorit, stay.
No, but I will be interested.
One or the other.
Who is going, is Garcelle like not going to be a cast member? Like I feel like at the end, right before, like based on how they do. Oh, I think Garcelle's
for sure going to be.
It will be interesting who holds the diamonds.
Yeah, I would say on the line is Erica. She's the one that's most on the line for me as a friend of because she gives us nothing and they're not even her friends. That's all.
I wonder how much Kathy Hilton's getting for this.
Okay, so Kathy, so there was like this, so she left, I want to say the account was like Nikki Lund Official, which I'm sorry, I don't know who that is, but it was like, if you guys don't follow Evan Ross Katz, he's so, he's Is that, or Evan Katz Ross. Anyways, he is so freaking funny, and he's like a pop culture like ingenue, if you will, and he has a podcast too. But he will like post all these things. And so he posted that Kathy had left a comment on her being like, "Hi, can you call me? I've lost my phone in my mansion. I wanted to talk to you about R-H-O-B-H, like have a call with execs tomorrow. Really want to get this nailed down," kind of thing. And it was like, Kathy, like, how do you not know Instagram is send her a DM? Like, this was like a legit comment. No, I know.
Maybe she thought she was.
Like old people using Facebook kind of thing. Like, it was like, but it was so funny. And then, because she did something like that before where it was like, I think she like commented on like Paris's Instagram being like, "Hey Paris, it's your mom. Can you call me? Real important." Like something like that where it's like, no, that's not what the comment section is for.
I was once at a party with Kathy Hilton.
And? What She's was this like, party? What was it for? Why were you there?
There's Paris's mom. Mm-hmm. It was a Christmas party. In the city.
Okay. You're literally giving us nothing. Can we get some more?
That's all I can say.
Did you talk to her? How'd she look?
No, I
was Conrad there?
I kept on like trying to like
Was walk. Rick there?
Rick and Kathy, yeah.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow. Were you wearing your faux fur jacket?
I was not wearing a faux fur jacket. What was I wearing? Probably nothing special.
Okay. It still does. So Kathy Sayan does not get me excited unless she's bringing Kim with her, because then I want it to be like a takedown of Kyle. Like, this is just adding more fuel for Kyle. I think we'll
definitely get a sister luncheon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I don't know. Hopefully they're serving
chicken salad.
I'm looking forward to it. I think, I don't know, spice it up a little bit. Give me something.
I hope. I don't know, though. Like, there's no, I don't know. And also, I don't know if we ever mentioned it, but there's a new New York housewife, Ebony Williams, and she's new to the cast. And it looks like her and Sonia are starting to feud.
Okay. So, they've been filming a ton. Like, Sonia, Lou, and Ramona are posting a ton of photos.
And Heather Thompson is back.
Is that just like...
So Ebony posted a story and it was like I want to say they're on season 13. Like your season 13 cast, and it was Ramona, Sonia, Lou, Leah, Ebony, and Heather. I'm here for it. I think Heather provides us like kind of that Bethany. You need like, who's the straight man in that cast?
The Emily Clarity kind of.
Yeah, like the where Bethany Voice was that. Reason. Carol used to be that. Like Heather was that. So I feel like I'm okay with Heather coming back.
I just think
And we need the Berkshires.
Well, that's why we're going back. We're getting that Berkshires one last time. They were definitely somewhere over the weekend, like at a beach or something. Like, it looks cold though. So
well, so then
some type of
This Daily Mail article also came out that it was saying like, or page six, I don't know, one of those trash rags that, you know, you can't help but read. Someone on the New York cast had COVID, filming had to stop. They said that they're filming again already. So it's like, who was it? People think Ramona, but didn't she say she had it?
Well, she had the antibodies. For some reason, I
feel like it's Leah.
I do too.
Yeah.
I literally have like no basis of anything. Uh-uh. But she's, like, been riding the subway. She's been at her gym. Like, I don't know.
I mean, I'm sure unless they're leaving
at work, so.
Unless they're leaving it for us for, like, this season, like how Khloe is for Keeping Up with the Kardashians, which, you guys, the Kim drama of the 40th birthday party is making me laugh so hard. The memes of where – the memes, it's, like, it is so funny to me. Like, why?
Her husband didn't even come.
He came at the end.
So weird.
But it's like her quote, like what I'm loving is all the memes coming. It's like, after 2 weeks of multiple health screens and asking everyone to quarantine, I surprised my closest inner circle with a trip to a private island where we could pretend things were normal just for a brief moment in time. It's like, we swam with whales. We watched a movie outside. We rode bikes. It's like, Kim, there are people who are dying. Courtney once said that to her, you know? Deaf. It's just... It makes me laugh because it's like, I also watched too, my next guest with David Letterman, and Kim was one of the guests on it. And she was really, I thought she did a really good job. And she also like talked about the robbery in Paris. And, like, I got choked up watching because it's just, she's saying, like, I was just, and it's nothing new that we haven't heard, but the way she was just talking about it was like, I was preparing myself to die and that Courtney was going to find me. Like, that was the thought. And it's just, you know, and then it's like, she does something like this and you're like, I want you to, like, learn from, I thought you learned from the robbery. Like, don't, you should just, ugh, come on, Kimberly. And why wasn't Kylie there?
I think everyone's just, like, real over them. They act like, we're going to walk away from E and everything. They're like, we don't want to film anymore. We make just as much money on Instagram. Like, we don't need this show. We're over it.
She was saying, like, somebody was saying, like, they make, like, 1.2 million in Instagram posts. It's like, also, I kind of heard that they might be shopping something to, like, another network.
It's so done. I mean, I am watching the final season, but but it's so done.
A hate watch for you, if you will.
Yeah. It's like, It's just trash.
Beginning, tell me what you end. Are watching though, because you had some shows that you text me and it was like the energy was electric, where you almost convinced me to watch one of them.
Okay, The Undoing on HBO. It stars Nicole Kidman and Hugh Grant. You guys, I kind of like went into it and I was like, I don't know where this is gonna go. I still don't know. It was Big Little Lies of the East Coast. It starts out with these women moms planning out the gala, and then there's a murder.
Dun, dun, dun. Who done it?
It was Big Little Lies East Coast for me, and I was into it, and I was captivated. It was a quick 60 minutes, and I'll be back next week, and it's, you know, they don't let you watch them all at once, which is good for me, because Unsolved Mysteries Season 2 came out on Netflix, and I watched all six in the same day.
And I want to tell you guys. Tell us some, because Mary wrote a synopsis for each episode for me here. The Undoing, I'm definitely going to check out. But Unsolved Mysteries, I was like, oh, she's put a lot of effort into this. Like, she looked up every episode title. She wrote a little blurb about it. And so it's like, you're almost convinced me to watch it. I'm not going to, but almost.
I'll tell you, like, the good ones to watch. Okay. The Washington Insider murder was about this man who was found in a landfill. They have, like, all this footage of him the night before. Like, he was bipolar. Like, was he off his medicine? He's in a CVS. He was super forgetful. He's looking for his car with his shoe off. He was also, like, really high in Washington, like, as an advisor. So it's really – you're like, what happened to this guy? Like, did he, like, just lose it? Or was he murdered? Or
– someone coming after him.
Yeah. It's – there's possible robbery at his house. I don't
and
know.
Guys,
there's a lot going on.
Still unsolved.
It's still, so that's the only thing about the unsolved mysteries. Because you get to the end, it's still not solved. They ask you, you know, if you know anything about this, report it.
I believe an episode from the last season, the case was closed because people that gave all this information.
So I'm pretty hopeful. The third episode is called Death Row Fugitive. I think they're going to find this guy. He basically killed this little girl, gets on, like, death row or something, somehow, like, get on good behavior, keeps moving through the system. He was, like, a very charming man. And they started this program and they let the inmates go shopping in regular street clothes. And they were like, come back in 2 hours. And he never came back. He went out to California for a little bit, possibly in Alabama now. His dad definitely knows where he is. I just feel like we're going to get this guy. I feel like we're going to get him.
We're all a team here. Let's do this together, guys. Everybody's hands in. And break.
Episode 2, Death in Oslo. This might be a skip. It was too mysterious. It was too unsolved. They don't even know who the girl that her name is, her age. They had to go and do dental records. They think maybe she was born in 1971, 1972. I think she might have been in a cult. She was very striking looking, but had, like, none of her clothes had labels in them.
Like, they were some cut out?
Yeah, they were all cut out. Some say that, you know, she checked in with a man. Some say she committed suicide, but the way that the murder weapon was and the blood splatter, I think she was murdered.
But not enough info, no context clues for you to follow.
So there was, like, not a lot of closure.
Okay. Okay. See, that's how I feel about all of this thing.
Okay. But no, like the tsunami spirits was about the tsunami in Japan. This was like very interesting. So many people died that day. And it was more like people coping with it after and like the ghosts around the area and people seeing the ghosts and the people not knowing they were ghosts. And they had to like tell them like, no, like you're dead. Like, and like
taxi cab. People who were dead didn't think that they were dead.
Yes. And so this is an unsolved mystery. I believe it was more like a ghost.
This is like a sixth sense kind of thing.
Kind of.
Like he was a ghost like, the whole time.
For instance, like all these like cab drivers would like pick up people and then they would cut to the drop off and the person wouldn't be in the car anymore. Like stuff like that. No, like these were pretty interesting stories. So that's like
a straight no for me because I'm not going to sleep well.
This, no, I mean, I believe in spirits and you have to help them sometimes. Okay, Lady in the Lake. Now, this was kind of the most fascinating one. It's about this woman. She's divorced. She's, you know, she has older kids. She goes and gets gas, then goes to a prayer service at her church. Next thing we know, her car is in the parking lot with her purse. They can't find her. They find her 35 miles down the river, and they said that she committed suicide. She did not commit suicide, you guys. There is a cover-up. It's either with the police, who her cousin was in the police department, and they had bad blood. Her brother also had some mishaps in the community. She would often bail him out. Okay. And I just don't think she'd do this to her kids. She was just such a lovely person. Why would you go get gas before you commit suicide? Why would you need that full tank? Doesn't make any sense. There was rips in her purse. I mean, there's a lot of holes in this case. And I think...
Is this solvable?
Solvable.
Okay.
Now, the last one, I kind of fell asleep on. It was, you know, hour six. So I got to go back and watch that one. But that one was, like, I think, kind of a little bit too sad about people stealing kids at parks. So that was a little dark for me.
That's where you draw the line.
That's, yeah. Yeah. Okay. But anyways, I would definitely guide...
Are you convinced, guys?
Episode 1, 3, 4, and 5 are yeses.
Perfect.
And write me about it because I'd love to know your thoughts. And I know Lady in the Lake, they do have something like on ID Network or Dateline. They have like another case that gives more info. Don't worry. I will be watching that too.
And don't worry. She's probably going to rewatch this another time, the full season too.
I cracking cases left and right.
How many have you solved?
Cracking cases left and right. Call me Detective Mahoney.
Her and MKPI. Yes. It's Mary Catherine. Come on.
I should have been a private investigator, really. I've tracked down things.
Such as?
I've solved cases on my own. I really have.
Who's the Zodiac killer?
Not those. Oh. I can
some
talk
like
offline.
some stalker cases. Like I met this guy on Bumble, and I need to find out where he works, what his last name is, how many ex girlfriends he has. And
that's child's play.
Child's play.
Come on.
Okay, here's my list for the week.
Okay,
I'm gonna give it to you in order. Okay, so I was painting over this weekend, so I had a lot of TV because I like to have just sound on in the background, so I had a lot of TV going. Number one, Netflix, The Queen's Gambit. Stars Anya Taylor-Joy. She plays like a chess prodigy, and she's also like addicted to tranquilizers that this orphanage started her on. And long story, it's fabulous. It's like seven parts. I've heard
great things.
Really good. It kept popping up on my Netflix, and so finally I just was like, oh, okay, I'm going to just try it. And I was like, oh, this is like really good. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, a great little HBO Max ditty show. If you guys like The Great British Bake Off, this is called The Great Pottery Throwdown. Nothing like ghosts, Mary. I'm going to just cut you off right there. I see it on the tip of your tongue. It is just so sweet. The people are sweet. The hosts are sweet.
Take
everybody.
My breath away.
Wrong song. It's Unchained Melody. Won't you know what? Wait, no, that's the same song. I have it somewhere. Where is it?
What's the song?
Oh no, it's gone now. Unchained Melody.
How does it go?
I don't. Well, it's putting me on. It's putting me on another ad.
Okay. Go ahead. Keep talking.
Hold on. I got you right now. So that's number two. Wait. Now I really need it to play. It's like, it's just doing a whole clip. It's like, come on, YouTube. Oh, this one. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So that's number two. Number three, Borat, the sequel, Amazon Prime. It's wild, guys. It's sometimes those things are a little too secondhand embarrassment for me. Like, I have to kind of watch through my hands. But then there's, like, at the last, like, 20, 25 minutes is, like, solid. You just have to watch it. There's a scene with Rudy Giuliani. The girl who plays his daughter. Because, basically, I think what happened was they show him in the beginning and people are stopping him on the street like, my wife, yeah. Like everyone's recognizing Borat, right? Because he's like, yeah, a huge, like, iconic character. So I think what he had to do was he had to hire someone to be his daughter. So this girl does such a good job. She's Bulgarian, like 25 maybe. And she like commits to this character. So anyways, at the end, there's like, she's like pretending to interview Rudy Giuliani, and then there's something that happens in the room, and it's just, you guys just, you gotta watch it.
Like a hashtag Me Too moment?
Like, they were gonna, like, hook, he didn't, you just gotta watch it. It's, okay. I mean, and he, like, had signed a release before, so, like, all this can stay on film, because I don't think he knew it was gonna go to this point, but anyways, just, you know, not a fan. So that's my third. Number four, On the Rocks, Apple TV, stars Bill Murray, Rashida Jones. It's a Sofia Coppola movie.
Yeah, this is, I wanted to see this. It looked like a cue.
This is like a, there's nothing else really on. It's a fall day. I'm chilly. I'm just going to stay under my blanket, like not really leaving my couch. This is not a must watch.
Got it.
It's cute.
It's like you're hungover. You might nap halfway through and then see the ending.
Gotcha. Exactly.
Gotcha. You didn't take your morning recovery. Gotcha.
Right. And then I'm going to end with Rebecca. Rebecca's on Netflix. This is Lily James and Armie Hammer. It is a definite, you can miss this. Okay. Armie Hammer, just.
Thanks for watching these for us.
Well, so let me be frank though. I watched 20 minutes of Rebecca and I was like, I hate it. And I walked out of the room. And then the next day I asked my mom, like, hey, how is Rebecca? Was it good? She told me the ending and I was like, that is not anywhere I saw this movie going 20 minutes in. So this was also like a remake. There was a previous one too, which I heard was like much better. But I think it's a skip for me.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a skip for me as well.
Yeah, I think we can move on from that. But those are my watches.
Okay. One last thing that we forgot to talk about is people are saying Kyle got another nose job.
Definitely did.
Her photos, yes.
Yeah.
And
so she either bought a really good app. Like, I wonder if she uses the same app that Dorit does and Devin from 90 Day Fiancé do. Like, God, what is it called? I once downloaded it, but then you had to, like, pay for it. And I was like, oh, I'm cheap.
Right.
It's like a version of Facetune. Maybe it's just the Face app one. And so I'm wondering if Kyle's using that now.
She didn't need to do anything, though.
Well, this would be her, what, fourth nose job? Also has never looked better.
Right.
Like,
she looks so good. But like this, her nose looked too done.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. It was like, now you've gone overboard.
I mean, I think she still looks great. And, you know, if plastic surgery is what you need to do to feel your best, do whatever you need to. But it's interesting. It's interesting. Yeah. There's like, I forgot who posted it, but somebody was like, we're welcoming three new Beverly Housewife faces. It's like Crystal and then Kyle and Dorit both got new faces.
I love that.
I can't remember who posted, but I was like, it made me cackle. I was like laughing so hard. Okay. Did you watch Below Deck Reunion?
No.
Great. Me neither. But I did catch The Bachelorette.
Okay.
I'll just do a quick, you know, basically... Oh, God, I'm turning it to you. I'm saying basically now every other word. Okay. If you're playing a drinking game while watching The Bachelorette for every time Claire says Dale, RIP to you.
Okay. Gotcha.
RIP to you, Dale. Because Dale. She's Dale. Like,
shot.
Dale is clearly the front runner. All the guys know it. Claire is making it very obvious, like defending him until the end. So one of the dates.
Isn't it so interesting, though, like how they can edit the season? Like, clearly they're editing in this so yes. that we all know. But like, there's been many times when I watch The Bachelor, I'm like, oh, no, this guy's going to win. And then I'm like, what? Like, this person's heart got broken. But it's like all editing. Anyways.
Yes. But this is not editing. I mean, this. Do I think that they edit some parts out? Yes. But Claire is very much like, well, if you're falling in love, people can't get mad at that, okay? And so one of the dates was, well, so first there was like a fight with Yosef. Or maybe that was after. Honestly, it's all a blur. But Yosef calls her, like, he's pissed. He's pissed about, no, this was in the beginning. He's pissed about the dodgeball date that he was not on. And that, you know, she asked him to do it. He's literally, I guess he was talking to her for 20 minutes about it. And she just listened. And then finally she wanted to step in. And she was like, and so they get into it. And then she tries to walk away. And he's like going after her. And I'm like, okay, there's a being a villain. And then there's being like, oh God, I do not ever want to be. Like, yeah, a huge dick. Like, pretend, like probably like pretty emotionally abusive. Alleged. I'm just saying, okay, don't sue me. I have no money. And so he's like going, he's like, you're the oldest. I expect more from the oldest bachelorette ever. And that's where the infamous line is like, I'm single because I didn't settle for men like that, you know? And so then all the guys,
so she like acts him right then and there.
Okay. She's like, get out of here. And he kept following her to like yell things at her. And ew, it's like, creepy. Ew, gross. Like gross. Yeah. Get out of here. You suck. And then there was a date and her and Dale, like, she basically was like, Dale, do you want to talk to me? He's like, okay. So they go to her room. They're like, with each other for, like, 40 minutes. And all the other guys are like, what the hell? Like, so they want to get in on it, too. And she's just all about Dale, really. Like, he stepped in. He said to go to the bathroom. Didn't know she was in there. She's like, oh, do you want to talk to me again? Okay. And, like, then give him, you know, the first the date rose. And it's based, you know, she wants Dale. She wants Dale. So then there was a roast. With like a group date roast, and so all the guys are on
who's
the date.
Roast? So the boys are all roasting each other. Like you so got matched. All how yes. did you get matched?
How? No. So it's just the date. The group date is the ones who are doing the roasting, and then the audience but members are the guys not on the how do they match? What do you mean?
Lower,
how do
they were roasting each other, the men.
Yes.
So how did they match? Who was roasting who?
They roast all of them.
Oh, got it. Okay,
girl, have you ever seen a roast?
But usually a roast is like you roast one person.
But you like roast everybody before that. Claire is like the guest of honor, but nobody's really roasting her, right? Like they're roasting each other. But every guy is going in on Dale because it's like Dale's the front runner. Like they're like, you know, hey, do you not know anything about Dale? It's like, no, because he fucking never stops talking. Like things like that. And then, you know, they're all going. And then Bennett gives like, he goes off on him. So at one point, like, and Claire's pissed. She's like, why is everyone so mad at Dale? Like, I don't understand. So she pulls Bennett aside and she's like, Bennett, you're really hard on Dale. Why? Why? And he's like, whatever. Like, I'd really like to not spend our time talking about Dale. And she's like, okay. But like, also, so like, what's up with Dale? Was like, okay. And then I just found a crazy connection that Bennett is like, I love Bennett too, but like a friend of a friend knows Bennett. And I'm like, could you introduce me?
Oh, where does Bennett live?
I don't know. This picture that we discovered is from 2013. But I feel like there's got to be some connection still.
Sure.
But anyways, I will say I fell asleep in the last half hour, so I don't really know what happened at the next roast ceremony. And I know that I'm pretty sure next week is Claire's last week. I did come to at the end when she was like roasting the guys, and she was like kind of mean. She's like, oh, Brandon, you're still here? I thought I got rid of you last week. Boom, roasted. Like, you know when Michael's got in the office, like,
those
just insulting.
Those can be so horrible, though. Like, sometimes they're funny, and then sometimes they're too far, and sometimes nobody laughs.
Yeah. I mean, and some of the roasts went too far on Dale, but he was a good sport about it, you know. I think he knows. Like, he's the winner. And, again, people are saying, too, that they're not together now. So, like, what is this? But they're trying to push her back. And so
we got Dale and her, Claire, aren't together?
That's word on the street.
Oh, I heard word on the street she was wearing a ring.
I can wear a ring.
Oh, my gosh. This is so
crazy. Well, I would think it'd be kind of crazy if he proposes to her, like, 4 days in. I think she went on a podcast and said she bought that ring for herself. I think I read that somewhere.
Okay.
Like, she's engaged to herself. I'm in a committed relationship with me.
Okay, that's fair.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, there's a preview too with like the new girl, and she's coming out of the water looking like a Bond girl, just like glistening.
Okay,
and
so that's, we're almost there.
So listen, everyone's saying this season is horrible and Claire's like a really bad bachelorette, but As someone who hasn't watched in a lot of seasons, I'm quite entertained. I fell asleep because I was tired, not because I was bored.
Right. Not you didn't like not like like you're like Monique. You fell asleep because you were tired.
Yeah, I'm not Candace a lazy. Was leaving the house. I'm not a lazy girl.
Got it.
Yeah. Let's take a break and then we'll talk. Come back and talk Potomac.
Great.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listening to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS. Okay. Probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have 5 different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock runs. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection, and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials, and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in. I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditation. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m. getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Alo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code TJG. alomoves.com, code TJG.
All right, Mary, let's go into Potomac.
Okay, we start out the episode and Giselle and Juan are looking for that nice carrot ring. Giselle had 5 from Jamal the first time around. She's looking to get 10, which is also
double for your
trouble. The budget, $10,000 for the new ring.
Okay, so as someone who's never been proposed to, which is so weird, I can't imagine why not. But besides that, maybe we should get Danielle Staub to tell us what's up. Is 10K a good amount?
Yeah, well, isn't the old-fashioned thing like 3 months' salary is what you should spend on the ring?
Oh, okay.
So I don't know.
I don't know. I'm very bad at this stuff.
I think I also now don't, like, you can get diamonds so differently
but
now.
Also, doesn't she have her ring from the first time around?
Maybe I've been no
so maybe
the that's the IRS taxes.
Oh yikes, surrender.
But also there's no way they had like a $90,000 ring before. She probably spent 10 grand the first time around too.
I'm sure she has plenty of jewelry. Like, she's already got the tattoo. What more does she need? That shit's permanent.
Yeah, I mean, they just want the infinity ring around. But I feel like this whole ring shopping thing just, like, sparked Giselle's.
Okay, can we talk about Giselle and Jamal? Because I was like, there is zero chemistry there. The fact that she's like, Giselle's driving Jamal to the airport. She goes, oh, let me get out and give you a hug. And I'm like, a hug? Like, where is the chemistry? What is going on? What's happened? There's some shady shit in this relationship. She's duping us.
So someone said that Jamal looks like R. Kelly. I don't know where I saw that, but now I can't get it out of my mind. But I also feel like he was totally manipulating her in the car. Mm-hmm. Like, she was like, so, like, kind of like, what are we doing here? You know,
like, I'm waiting on you.
Right. And he's like, well, you've never said these things to me. I'm like, wait, are you guys even in a relationship? I was honestly getting so confused. I was like, wait. Was this just like for fun? Like, we're not even like committed to each other? Or I don't know. Then he fist pumps her.
Right.
And he's like, well, I'm in if you are. I'm like, wait, what do you mean? What are you in for? What? I thought we were already in. I think she's saying move here, honey.
She wants to get married. But I'm like, yeah. Don't, Giselle, do not marry him. You're the one who makes the money now.
I think he's totally manipulating her. And then, no, I noticed too when they got out of the car, they didn't even kiss on the lips goodbye.
I'm not a PDA
touchy person, but sometimes you got to give a kiss on the lips when you leave.
You don't have to be a PDA person, but if your boyfriend, baby dad, whatever he is to her, like, is leaving, like, a kiss is a fist bump. Sorry, not pump, but like a fist bump. Like, what is that? Like, the whole conversation is like, What the hell? I'm like, is this just for a storyline and Jamal's getting paid too for appearing?
I don't think he's getting any money. But the whole thing was just kind of gave me the heebie-jeebies.
I'm wondering if he's getting, if he's like, okay, let's do this because I'm going to give the girls the restaurant. You will promote the restaurant on the show. Like, I feel like this is a full, there's a full deal happening right here. Like, I'm not convinced that they're not together or that they're together. And that's why I also feel like Giselle's like, just like, even like when she talks about it now, like when she was like on Bravo's chat room or, you know, whatever, that she's kind of just like, like, she's so like, like, ambiguous and, like, nonchalant. Like,
not really going to go anywhere, but it's, like, everyone's in quarantine right now, so, like, might as well just keep what's going on happening.
I just got to say, I cannot picture them having sex. I don't see it.
I completely agree with you.
So. Do you think Karen is having pussy pop and handstands now after talking to the new anti-therapist?
I would say no.
Okay.
I thought there was some good points, though. He's like, you know, she used to be Ray Huger's wife, and now I'm Karen Huger's husband. He's really having trouble with this role reversal. I loved the anti-therapist saying, like, well, now it's like a new season. Like, we, you know.
Yeah, when he said, like, it's in the past, and she's like, right, you don't have to go in the past, but you can talk about in the present.
Right.
To, like, move on. That I did like that point, totally.
And I thought it was sweet. She's like, Karen was basically like, I got us out of that with my money, so say thank you. Like, you are, like, pretending like nothing happened kind of thing. Like, that I didn't sacrifice for us.
Well, and so then I got curious, too, about the finances. So, like, they have their bank accounts separate?
Maybe she got them out with all the money that she's making from this.
Well, right, but that's what I was trying to figure out. Like, wouldn't that be in the same account? But then I was like, I don't understand. Like, I know people who are married and they have different bank accounts for different things. I mean,
look at Dorit and PK. The house is only in Dorit's name.
Right, but that's not the account. Like, he could still be putting money towards it. He's just not on the lease, right. So bankruptcy, whatever. Anyways, I just, the Karen and Ray thing, I was like, I don't want to watch them be in this anymore. I just want Karen to be happy, okay?
I want them to succeed. They've had 25 years together, 23 mm-hmm. married. And then I didn't like this, like, side storyline that Giselle's like, oh, by the way, Wendy told me that when we were at the lake house, Karen got drunk and was crying and saying she, you know, bailed out Ray. And that I think she's having to cry for help right now. We all need to support Karen. It felt so dirty. I was like, no, 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 no. Giselle.
And also, you should, like, look, Giselle, you should look at Karen as a boss for the fact that she was able to bail them out with the money she had made.
It was just, like, it's, like, that, why is Giselle going to come to her and be, like, are you doing okay? It's just out of place. And
word on the street.
Giselle stirs the spot.
I know. It's, like, let's talk, Giselle, don't bring out other people's skeletons because, girl, don't throw stones glass houses, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, and then, okay, let's talk the Monique stuff. So Monique's, like, phoning all the women because she's got her podcast, her live podcast coming up that she's only, people have only bought 20 tickets worth of.
Also, the actual event was, like, so over the top. There's, like, flowers, charcuterie, like, wine at the
gift
table.
Gift bags.
When I go to podcast live podcasts, you buy your own drinks and sit in a shitty seat in a 400-person auditorium. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's why she spent $200,000 on this thing, and we spent $10. Yeah. Like, but so she calls, like, Robin, and Robin is just wants nothing to do with her. Karen said she's going to go in the audience, which I also thought, too, because this is the one that Candace canceled on, right? Obviously, now since the fight has happened, she's definitely not coming. But I'm pretty sure that it showed that it was Candace and Karen who were going to be her guests.
I remember when it was...
There was definitely a flyer.
Candace was going to be the guest.
Yeah, and I thought it was Candace and Karen.
I can't remember that. I don't.
Ugh, gosh. I'm going to see if I can find it.
And then I like how Wendy was like, well, like, I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I just don't really want to go. Like,
yeah.
And then Monique's big thing is like, I'm trying to change and I feel sorry and these women won't give me the chance to show them that. And, you know.
Too little, too late. Right?
Right. I did really appreciate when Wendy was dripping milk into her kids' mouths.
That okay, I'm loving the Osefo family because it is just,
I agree,
like,
with that.
I love when Eddie was like, first off, Eddie is on board to campaign for March Madness. He is ready for it. I love that.
March 2021 can't come soon enough. That's honestly, what seriously. Helped us through this whole thing at the beginning.
Right. But so when he's like, this is why they come in our bed at night. Like, she was like dripping. And I'm like, I just want to be in that household. It looks like they have just such a good time together. I just, you know, I thought.
Do you want to go to wine with Wendy for Movers and Shakers?
I would rather go to wine with Wendy than Not for Lazy Moms Live podcast.
I was very impressed by the conversations and getting these people, like, they were really educating everyone there. And I thought it was watching.
Good I thought it was also good timing of the release of the episode.
I agree with that.
And I know, I mean, I know that they, like, didn't plan that, but I was like, but it actually was, like, really good. And it's like, you know, you got to start local, then go large. Like, I thought the conversation was really great. I mean, I did love, like, the humble brag of, like, well, when I get off of set at MSNBC, the first question I'm always asked is, it's like, oh, okay, okay. But it's so, I mean, I feel it's very apparent that Wendy came on this show to become more of a broadcaster.
Absolutely. That's where she's thriving.
But no, I thought, I mean, now listen, what Wendy should have had a conversation about too is what the hell was on Robin's head?
Everyone was talking about that wig.
I mean, Robin, you're so gorgeous. And yet every wig you wear, I'm like, please stop the wigs.
The best line was, are you hiding from the IRS?
Okay, Candace made me laugh on that, okay? I will laugh at Candace for that.
Also, but, like, Candace was wearing feathers in her shoes.
What? A little ostrich?
Yeah, like, that was super weird. But then we break it down with Candace and Karen. And Candace is very much like, I'm sorry, you're making excuses for Monique. Like, you're choosing her side. And then I actually think Karen is so well-spoken. She's like, Candace, you're a brilliant girl, and, you know, your mind, but your mouth gets you in trouble. And I protected you, and, you know, I'm not going to be told what to say or think. I have, you
well,
know,
she made
I
good
am
points, though,
running
because
the line.
She made good points because, again, she was the aggressor with Ashley and her last year with the butter knife, and she's like, this is the same sort of situation, but it didn't escalate to this point, but it easily could have. Right? Like,
yes.
Like, I felt like that's what she was saying. And again, Candace had the knife. Like, it's like, for me, I think what I'm getting frustrated about, and I've said this again, but, like, Candace, like, you're not blameless in this. And you keep like, when Wendy called to check in on her, and she's like, I'm having panic attacks about it all the time. And I wanted to just be like, I think she's you're like, over.
I have to take it by every hour.
Yeah. Every hour. She's like, hold on, I've got to put my tissue into an origami swan right now so I can poke my eye out. Like, it's just, Candace just takes it to a new level where it's like, we can be on your side because what Monique did was wrong, but you are taking it to, like, the nth degree, and instead of just, like, there's a
well,
way
it,
to be.
It bothered me. She's like, but I'm hurt because I was attacked. Like, she's playing too much into it.
Right. I mean, and Ashley at the live podcast too, Ashley told Monique about the fact that Karen said she, you know, would have pressed charges. And I think again, because I'm like, yeah, because Karen's not the one who's going to take it too far. Like, so it would be a full out attack on Karen, right? Like, Candace, you are provoking. Again, we know Monique was wrong, but, like, you can't say that this was nothing against, like, that you, this came out of nowhere.
And then Karen was like, well, something is wrong medically with Monique. She said that. What was that about?
I don't think I heard that.
Karen definitely said that. And then
I also didn't like that Wendy came to get into the conversation. I'm like, Wendy no, we liked
me.
You.
She annoys me, but I like her husband and her kids. I think
maybe
they're funny and cute.
They make her likable.
She's like too...
She's too in it with not having enough. Like,
I agree.
It's like as a newbie, you don't pick a side. You have to be on everyone's side, especially because if you pick a side and it's the wrong side, you're not being asked back next season. Except
she's kind of the accountability police, and it's like, we already had a Teddy. You know what I mean? So,
Yeah, and I feel I think that Karen is actually holding people accountable this season without being annoying about it, in the sense of where it's like, right?
I like what Karen's line was. As educated as you are, you sound very ignorant.
She's a smart woman.
Oh yeah. Well, she played the game. She's 70. can we backtrack a little bit? Let's talk about I really loved seeing Robin, Juan, the kids, and Robin's parents bowling.
Oh, yeah.
I really like that. And I like that he asked for their permission again. Like, it just, you know, it's really
As she sweet. Goes to the bathroom.
Yeah, I was like, she must know something's going on. I
and,
also
like,
want
to- does it in front of the kids. Like, they're not going to tell she, mommy. And then yeah, also, one of the those kids are, like, they're filming her
Oh, my God, yes. Through the ring light, they're filming the hat commercial. He's like, you messed up. She's like, you're a whore. I'm like, well, if you got someone who's older than 10, they might be able to center it a little better.
So funny.
I was really enjoying that, though. Like, it made me laugh.
It was really cute to see her parents be like, yeah, I think you guys deserve this, and you have my blessing again.
I thought it was sweet. And it's just, you know, it's the IRS thing, though. I'm like, Juan, you wait till she pays that off. That's like, remember, it's like we said, like, right. It's a Gretchen and Slade thing. It only took her a couple of months of hat sales.
The hats are sold out. I tried to buy one.
You did?
They're all sold out.
You tried to buy one?
I mean, I looked on the website.
Oh, okay. I was like, wow.
They're all gone.
So, wow. Yeah. Well, I guess it's tax season soon. Good for Robin.
Coming on up.
Is there anything else you want to discuss?
No, let's get into OC. Okay. So in real time, like, Emily unfollowed Bronwyn, and she's like, she's just such a hypocrite, this woman. Like, she basically says, like, I'm living this progressive life in this marriage, and but then, like, makes fun of people for she just. The article was really good that I read.
Okay, post it tomorrow.
It was basically like Bronwyn is being such a hypocrite, but then like tries to like paint her life as like, oh no, I'm like really progressive and open, but then she judges others, you know?
Mm, yep. Well, and so really interesting too is like something's going on with, we know that she's like in there, have this open relationship, and she's dating a woman we believe, but she's deleted all photos of Sean off her Instagram.
I feel really bad.
Is that his
for
name?
Sean. Yeah. We've met
I don't
him.
Know. I know, but I can't. I don't.
Mountains I don't, over him.
I know. I don't know why that. I just. That doesn't seem like the right name for him.
No, it's in us.
Yeah. No, I know. Just.
I feel really bad for him because he's like.
She's clearly the alpha of the relationship. Even when they were at that dinner with all their kids, Bronwyn was at the head of the table and Sean was like sitting with the littles on one side. And I was like, that should tell you what the dynamic is in that family.
That like whole dinner was so staged to me. Mm-hmm. What's the best part of your day? What's your rose and your thorn?
Listen, I'm with Jacob. Like, best part of my day is going to bed too. I love that. I love getting a little cool sheet.
He's like, it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
Like when I go to sleep.
Also, I'm just like, she just has so many kids. There's so many kids. And then did you see when she was taking them up the stairs? She was like taking the steps as like one step at a time. It was like right foot, left foot. Right foot, left foot. I'm like, is she walking in a wedding? Like the flower girl? Like, what's happening here?
And then she's like, the best was like, okay, everyone, let's go to bed. And then she gives them to the nanny. And then she like cuts to her and Sean. She's like, I wasn't present for the kids. Like, you know, I wasn't strong enough. And like Hazel would go to the nanny instead of me and I'd laugh it off. And I'm like, but you just threw her with the nanny again.
But also, can I say something?
Sure.
I feel like she's trying to. OK, again,
this episode was a lot with
her. It made me really anxious watching her. Like, she's strung so tight and, like, clearly is going through a lot, right? Like, she probably, like, in her quest of sobriety, like, probably shouldn't have been on the show right when she decided to stop, right? Because she wears her emotions out there, like, everything. Like, it's too much for me. But I felt like what she was trying to say last year when she was like, oh, you know, I felt like she was trying to blame it on the drinking when it was really, like, She starred on a brand new TV show. She was getting all this attention. Like, I don't think it was the drinking. Is that a okay statement to make? Do you know what I mean, though?
I think in this episode, and, you know, I have no expertise in addiction or people, anything like that. It just felt like she was so selfish in a way this episode. Like, everything was about her and just, like,
I thought when she went to Shannon's and it was like, oh, great, we're doing a tequila tasting. And I wanted to be like, listen, this is the same thing that, like, it's a party. And if you're going to be put in a compromising situation, and I think that's why I'm like, she probably should have taken a season off, because it's a very hard thing to try to start this, like, sober journey while you're also filming and people are drinking all the time, and it's got to be really hard. But I felt very much like you were saying too, is like oh, this is what we're doing. Like, I felt that she was like mad at Shannon for having that, when it's like, if that's something that's going to be bothering you and triggering for you, take yourself out of it, because it's not going to be a good situation. Like, you can always say no, expecting other people to change for you. Just people, we're all selfish, so we're all thinking about ourselves.
I feel so bad for Sean in all of this. Like, he is taking on so much of it and, like, being so supportive and nice, and she just seems like all over the place. And I'm sure, yeah, I mean, I've been sober for 2 months, and, like, that's it, and that was hard. Let's go back to the top, because we get to see our sweet little Archie. I worry Thank about you. Him
He's
oh, no.
overweight. He was huffing and puffing. I'm concerned about Archie's weight.
Shannon, please put him on the cream cheese and salmon diet.
And we got to eat that. And Kelly Dodd threw it out. She's like, this is good. Here's one bite. Throw it out.
Okay. So I'm going to make a statement. John is not smart. He's a dum-dum.
Well,
he's good looking. He seems to treat Shannon nicely. Shannon's not using him because he's a Mensa.
I think, though, they probably have a lot of fun together, and she gets to be the boss when, like, David bossed around Shannon, and, you know, it's just like a lighter.
Right.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy. And, that's all she needed, you know?
I agree.
She can't smell things. He's got to smell out the refrigerator for her.
Which you also, that should be the sign when Shannon got COVID.
I know, right?
That's the sign there.
I thought about that too. I also thought it was hilarious, because I always think about her riding the bike and how David got her the bike.
She was, like, stuck on it in her clips.
Totally. But that was, like, before Peloton was really big.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just, like, so funny. He's like, okay, yeah, I'll bring over the Peloton.
She's like, I hate that thing. She's like,
it hurts my vagina. But I do. Their blended family is enduring. You know, the kids are the waiters. Let's get real. These lemon leggings tights that were horrible. But
I was like, I kind of want a pair.
Oh, God, they were bad.
I know, but also, I don't want to wear them anywhere. Fake
company.
Okay, so people did send last week, and these drops. It's not actual lemonade, like I thought. But I really think Shannon needs to make a marketing campaign where she has a lemonade stand.
I would go and put vodka in it.
But it's not real lemonade. It's her brand of, like, the Lemonade AID. The drops, but the way she sells it is as a lemonade stand. She can put her merch there.
Yeah.
Like, she can have 9 lemons in a bowl.
Cute.
Mm-hmm.
I also feel like he's mooching off her.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't live there, but
like,
he does. Why is
he, like, those Pelotons are like $2,500. Like, you don't just drop that off for somebody to borrow.
Right.
I don't even know if I want to put my mom on my account.
Yeah, no, totally.
You know, so I'm just saying, like, I do like, because even at our party, like, they were, all the kids were wearing the tight, like, they were all in on it. Like, I don't feel like, and I feel like everybody gets along really well. And I am happy for Shannon, because she just seems in a lighter space.
Bronwyn was annoying me this episode. Agreed. But, like, I like the, and Gina does a little bit too. And Elizabeth.
Okay, Gina, I'm so glad that... So everybody but Shannon, maybe, and Emily for you? Everyone else is a no?
I don't actually mind them all together.
And then it's like, so then there's this Emily and Shannon beef, which I'm like, okay, this clearly stems from the Tres Amigas. Like, Shannon needs to get that. But then they did this flashback scene to Miraval, where, and I'm like, wasn't Emily saying this to Tamara?
Yeah. But
so like, but we're everyone. Like, oh, right. Now it's to Shannon, like, personally. I'm like, I'm pretty sure this conversation was to Tamara. But I'm like, we don't need them to fight. I don't even know what they're fighting about. And I think because Shannon doesn't have Vicky and Tamara, they're going to make up real fast next episode.
We will get into the party. Let's talk about Gina and Elizabeth and Kelly all going out to dinner. And Gina's like, so yeah, like, tell me about your divorce. What's going on? She's like, oh, I'm on a strict gag order. You know, can't say anything. And it's like, she's saying she's not sleeping with Jimmy because she doesn't want to be, like, held against her in court.
And she also can't say when she started dating Jimmy either.
Right.
But yeah. Like,
so I also feel like this is all fake.
She's a grifter. Guys, Elizabeth is 110 years old. She's pretending. She's taken. She's like hocus pocus herself. She smells children. She sucks the lives out of them so she looks younger. But she's 110 years old, and we know because of the clothing choices she makes.
When Gina was like to Elizabeth, you're so much prettier with your hair down. But then like her whole like her hat with like the scarf and high heels. She's
110 years old.
It was super weird. And then that comment, I'm the richest bitch you're going to meet in Newport.
And I was like, I doubt it.
I don't know. It's just very, very weird.
I can name like 10 people richer than Elizabeth Vargas.
I think she doesn't have money. She was on Watch What Happens Tonight and she's like promoting her Vargas vodka. I'm like, that's probably not a real company. I just have a feeling. Also, guys. Yeah. Gina looked great on Watch What Happens Live.
She looked so good without the extensions. Like, the extensions, no, even like at this dinner set, I'm like, okay, here's what really bothers me about when you straighten your hair and people don't get the back. Do you know what I mean? Like, always ask me, you're like, can you see anything? Can you see it? Can you see it? Because you have naturally curly hair.
It's horrible.
And it is my pet peeve that I'm like, get a handheld mirror so you can see. Like, when you can see the creases and you can see kind of like where the hair is and the extensions fall underneath it, it's not a good look.
Right.
It's just not. And that's, I'm sorry.
They can all pay to get their hair and makeup done every single time they film.
Gina cannot.
Why?
Gina cannot because she's
the only one that owns.
I love that Shannon said that, by the way.
Yeah.
I thought that was great. Because, okay, so it's like Bronwyn, not only is she high strung, whatever, but she's also being like super messy, right? And she like even tells Shannon she threw her under the bus. And do you see how she's like doing this? Bronwyn's doing this thing, which was like, I'm sober, so now I can call drunk people out. When she was like, well, Shannon was drinking, so she wouldn't remember it. And then she told me, if you say anything, I'll take it to the grave. Like, I'll deny it. And it's like, okay, so she's going to deny it, regardless if it's true or not, which I think it's false anyways.
Oh, see, I think she said it. I do. I do think Shannon said it. And
I don't think I also so. Think she was so genuine.
No, she said it, and she said it off camera until, guess what? You can't. I'm sorry, if you go over and have a few drinks at your friend's house and you're talking about the season, you're talking about other friends, you can't go and tell them that.
I don't believe that Bronwyn and Shannon hang out outside of filming, which is why I don't think
it happened. I think they probably talked while they were filming and trying to figure out some stuff and some storylines and talk shit and their neighbors. So, like, why not? Pick me up in that minivan. Let's go to Dr. Moon's. Getting in that addiction ear treatment. Shannon gets the emotional treatment. No, Jesus! I'm not Jesus.
Keep going. This is a good monologue.
Dr. Moon,
It was nice to see Dr. Moon again, just to know that he's still ripping Shannon off.
He was getting old. So basically, he's an acupuncturist.
But like he's like an emotional doctor. Right. I mean, the fact that he was like, yes, it's in your ear, and I'm only going to put one needle here, I was like, what? And then I was expecting, like, you know how you see those things with, like, the candle wax and, like, all the earwax falls out of the ear? I was like, oh, God, is that what we're going to see? I just, to me, I just, I'm on Team Shannon here. I don't think she said it because I think the way she talked to Gina when she was like, Gina, you own, we all rent. She was so genuine in that and saying how proud she was of Gina that I was like, I don't think that Shannon said it was sad or depressing. Like, I really think that she's like, it's, I just don't think Shannon is actually that malicious in her intent when she says, like, in that regard.
I mean, Gina owned it. She's like, wow. Yeah, when I walked in, like, this was my Polly Pocket home. My home can fit into Shannon's home. But no, I think Shannon's full of shit. This is definitely in her vocabulary. And I think she did say it. And I just will never. This is like.
I mean, Bronwyn says, she's like, I will take this to my grave. Like, next week, like, I swear on the kids' lives or whatever. I'm like, okay, Bronwyn, like.
But I feel like Shannon was, like, backpedaling. She's like, I would never say that. Deny, deny, deny.
It's not even in my vocabulary.
And then she's like, and there's nothing sad about your life, Gina.
Which is a lie.
That's a lie. I think she said it, and she just said it off camera. So I think it's fine. Like, I thought it was weird that Bronwyn wanted to bring it up, to be honest. It was super lame.
House and it's divided, like, if you also, will.
Bronwyn, like, your husband did send a weird text to Gina, okay? And that's,
like, I still, look, if it made Gina feel uncomfortable, then it made her feel uncomfortable. But I don't think that was his intention. I think he's just such a nice guy that he's
he
like,
is.
And he's like, I feel like he's a little awkward. Like, I feel like Gina, he's slept with one person his entire life, and it's Bronwyn. Like, that's who I see.
They bring
I see
in the extra people
for Bronwyn. Yeah, and I think Bronwyn sleeps with them. I don't think he does.
No, I think they both do.
I don't think so. I think Bronwyn does, and I think that he just, like, you know, she kind of, like, pushes him away and then hooks up with the girl, and Sean just ends up sitting in the like, lazy boy next to the bed watching.
Maybe.
I don't see it. I don't know. But I just, you know, if Gina felt uncomfortable, then that's one thing, you know. But I think that was
Emily
intention.
Made a good point. Just say, did you get home safe? Like, yeah. Also, what did you think about Big Dick Daddy from Cincinnati?
Okay, I got to know more about Jean and Diane, okay? A little ditty about Jean and Diane.
Yes.
1 year older than Shannon. Put her on the show. We've been sitting on this goldmine of Diane for how many seasons now? Are you kidding me? Give me Diane.
I think her dad rolled up in a Rolls Royce. Like, he has, like, that real money, money, money.
Oh, yeah. Like, Jean, we need more. Like, we need Diane, okay? I actually had to rewind back because I was like, I thought Shannon's parents were divorced, but Diane kind of looks like Shannon.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's like an opposite Oedipal complex. Like,
sure. Okay, so basically, so like Gina and Shannon hash things out. Gina's like, Shannon, I believe you. If you said you didn't say it, fine.
But it's so funny because the amount of shit she was talking about Shannon before that too, it was like, just go talk to Shannon.
And then, so then Shannon and Bronwyn have the sit down. And Shannon's like, don't you dare put words in my mouth. That's my thing. I do not speak that way. And then I love how Bronwyn's trying to double down. Well, Sean's there and he said you did. I'm not going to do two against one. How dare you? And she's like, I did not have more than one drink.
She was like,
and then Bronwyn's like, for the first time in my life, I'm not mixing up things. Today I'm 30 days sober.
Okay, when her and Gina got in the fight, I was like, I did feel bad for Bronwyn in this part too, because she's obviously too, right? Before she has the anxiety because she's like, people don't know that I'm sober. Just make me, like, a drink so it looks like I'm drinking. Like, they don't know. And so when Gina snaps at her and is like, you're a, what did she say about the chihuahua? What was the word?
Slappy.
You're a slappy chihuahua. Like, she's, like, screaming about it. And I felt so bad for Bronwyn because then she obviously is, like, under pressure. Like, I'm 30 days sober. And, like, Gina's like, oh, are you? She's like, yes. And I thought Gina threw the drink, but it looks like Bronwyn hits it out of her hand.
Let's also rewind. Okay. Because Sean was getting into it with Shannon. And Sean's like, no, like, you did say it was sad. And then.
So did Bronwyn. Why is this even an issue?
But then also the girls are like kind of like all getting on Bronwyn. They're like, you have two nannies and you don't work. And she's like, well, I got a facial yesterday. I couldn't get in contact with you. And I was like, oh my God, like this is just getting out of control. And Gina's like, well, you don't like me because I don't have as much money as you. And like you're talking, then they're like start talking about character.
Do you think that's true? That she doesn't like Gina.
I think Bronwyn's judgy. Actually, I think what Emily said in this article is like they're kind of over Bronwyn because she's being a hypocrite. Like she judges other people, like maybe they don't have enough money, maybe like just
right, like she, right she now can she's do on whatever, her own journey.
She can do whatever yeah. she wants, but she's gonna judge people along the way.
Got it. Yeah, and she's like on her own journey right now, which she wants everybody to be accepting of. So she needs to like accept other people for who they are too. Right.
And then Gina just is like, you're a sloppy chihuahua. You are never clear. You're always wasted all the time. Go get wasted again. And then she's like, I'm 30 days sober, bitch. Fuck you, Gina.
Well, okay. And then when she ran out of the house, I was like, is this Tamara?
Tamara. Same dress. Total Tamara vibes. But God, I feel it's hard because like I feel Bronwyn's pain. Like,
yeah.
She just like, you could tell she was just like having such a hard time. Like, she's just going to cry. Like,
I wanted her to leave that party because it was clearly a very tough party for her to be at. And especially, you know, they're all getting wasted at that party. Like Shannon had like a full bar set, which also I was like, I want to go to Shannon's house because her backyard looks amazing.
Yeah.
No. Like, that I'm looks so like curious. A fun party. If Bronwyn is paying for $8,000 a month, what is Shannon paying? And what is Kelly paying? Like, what are they all paying? Because they're like, oh, no, Kelly was like, oh, this is a $3.9 million house. But it's like, you're all renting. So, like, what is your monthly rental?
So, I think Bronwyn's $20,000.
Oh, it's 8,000 square feet, $20,000 a month. You're right.
I think that Shannon's is probably 10.
Wow.
I think Kelly Dodd's 8.
Are you making this up? Wait, where are you getting this info from?
I look at real estate a lot.
Okay.
So I would say that's actually probably pretty accurate. Maybe so 12, 8, 10, maybe 12, 20? Maybe 12 for Shannon.
Okay. If somebody could get in on that, let us know. But yeah, it's like, I just want Bronwyn to take a step back and like, take care of yourself and go, don't put yourself in these situations because it's so hard. I mean, we've seen Luann do it, you know, and if you're going to be judgy about it, it's not worth it for you and it's not worth it for your psyche. Like, yeah.
But also, they're not showing Kelly. Like, Kelly, we got to see her new house, which I'm actually surprised they even kept that in because it was kind of like a nothing. She's talked a little bit about Rick. And then,
I wonder if they're showing that because she has an event at some point or they're trying to show that they all live in the same neighborhood. But
I think the neighborhood thing, which actually kind of does make it really fun, Desperate Housewives.
I actually think we're getting the perfect amount of Kelly if we have to have her.
Right.
I don't know if you know she has sex with Rick. Did you know that?
I heard about it.
Okay, good. Just making sure you knew about it because she's mentioned it at least 17 times an episode in the 30 seconds she's on screen.
I did think it was really funny, like when Shane came over and rubbed Emily's back and was like, girls, don't go over there. Like, they're fucking.
Okay.
Get me another Coke.
Is Shane just like, hey, Bronwyn, go hang out with Shane.
Yeah.
He doesn't drink.
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of liking Shane this season.
Yeah. Dork. Well, that's what I kept on thinking about that car ride over. Like, poor Shane in the back. Kelly Dodd, like, crucified him. And then it's just like, get in the car all together and let's.
Okay. And when she did the Shannon arm movements, though, I was like, it is very Shannon. Like,
I loved it.
But yeah, I'm like, I gotta say, out of all the shows, like, I'm pleasantly surprised by OC. Again, I think they made a smart decision.
Keeping the low expectations.
I have zero expectations for Southern Charm, which premieres tomorrow. I've heard that Thomas is in the first episode because he's living with Catherine, which I don't like because, and like, we just got to stop giving these people a spotlight. But
I'll be watching.
This is how I'm hopeful for Southern Charm, though. It's like, obviously, we know a lot of them got COVID or whatever. I want to, like, it's like, are you going to set them up to be dum-dums? Because I love to watch a fall from grace. Other people's pain is my pleasure.
I'll be watching, so.
Okay, well, and tonight is the finale of Big Brother, which has been the worst season ever.
Cool.
And that's all. That's what I'm going to go do right now. What about you? Going to go to bed. You're in your robe. You're ready to go.
I'm ready.
It's robe. It's robe season. I'm also loving that it's fall. Wonderful. Okay, everybody, have a great rest of your week. Enjoy your Halloween safely. Please send us any housewife costumes that you have. I would love to see what people are dressing up as. So please DM us your costumes. We'll feature them. I think we should feature some story.
I love that.
So, and then we will see you guys next week. Things will be very different next week.
Yes.
Until then. Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.